Yeah, I think that it was a kind of strange game for us. I felt the first half we didn't really compete at all really as well as we were hoping to do and expecting to do. I thought we started the game really flat. And obviously, you know, Alloa took advantage of that by having that goal, and they could have capitalised even more. But I felt the fact that we went 1-0 down gave us an opportunity to try and rejig things a little bit at half time and come out in the second half and make it more competitive. And I think we did do that, obviously. Young Liam scores a terrific goal to give us an equaliser. And after that, you know, we had, you know, I think it was Cammy, the other shot, and I think maybe Liam again on our shot. And we had a couple of not great chances, but at least it was efforts at goal and we were on the front foot. But then we made a really poor mistake leading to the second goal, leading up to it. Now listen, once a boy hits it, it's a phenomenal strike and there's nothing really you can do too much about that. You can always stop goals, but sometimes you have to pay credit if he hits it for 30 yards. But leading up to the goal, we could have done a lot better, where there was a mix-up to start with and then there was a silly free kick. And so we had two or three opportunities to stop that build-up play. And then in the second phase from a free kick, as I said, the boy hits a wonder strike. The goal at the last minute is one where we're chasing the play a little bit and we've got everybody up the pitch and it's just a long ball over the top. And that can happen. But I felt in the second half we definitely competed well. You know, much more like us in the second half, but unfortunately, you know, individual errors at this moment in time, you know, cost us dearly, and it was a similar scenario again today.
Had a few more players back in the squad from last week, but Ross Cunningham and Ryan McGeever missing. Do you have any update on them at this point in time?
Yeah, well, Ryan picked up a thigh strain at training on Tuesday, and obviously, you know, that ruled him out. And Ross got injured last week late in the game with an ankle injury. So we just have to assess them. Obviously, we had a couple of other boys back available again, but we're still not full strength. But nevertheless, I think we showed in the second half that we can compete. But as I've said this many times, there's a difference between competing and having that level of concentration for the full 90 minutes. And it's these moments, it's these, you know, individual moments of lapses of concentration that have cost us so many points this season. And you know, we really have to improve upon that if we want to get enough points to you know, make the season, as I said, you couldn't call it a positive, but make the season a competitive season and not just let it drift away.